What, sorry? What do I think of Utah? Oh, when this place is finished. It's going to be incredible. I'll be honest with you, it's great because often on tour, it is very difficult when you're traveling to a different city every day. It's very difficult to visit the culturally significant places. But Salt Lake City's made that easy. By kindly not fucking having any. No, I'm fucking loving it here. I've got Mormon friends, so I kind of, it meant a lot to come here and I was telling my friends I was coming here and they were like, oh, fucking hell, that's cool. It's cool for me because I've only ever heard about it. It's a beautiful city. Well done you. It's gorgeous. I'm loving it. And so fucking friendly. But then it's fucking full of Mormons. Who's in the Church of the Latter-day Saints? Who's... lots? Very good to have you here. Fucking tremendous. The nicest. You're in Utah. Do you know what soaking is here? What's soaking? Shh, shh, shh. What's soaking? You just lay there. What, sorry? The man and the woman. They just... The man enters. And then you just lay there. Soaking. Have you reverse engineered tantric sex? Is this... I don't want to disparage Mormon men, but you literal lazy fuckers. What so there's no so there's no thrusting, he just... You enter, and then stillness.
It's a loophole.
It's a loophole? Don't call it a loophole. What, sorry?
Friends
will jump on the bed. I'm moving to Utah. This is fucking excellent. This is... Because where I'm from, when you say, oh, we're going to have some friends over, drinks and something to eat. But here in Salt Lake City, oh, hey, great. Oh, you brought a bottle of wine. That's lovely. I'm just going to put this in her. And then if you could jump on the bed until I come, that'd be great. I would say until she comes, but, you know, there's a movie later. And that's called soaking, is it? Okay. What, sorry?
BYU students do it.
It's not a sin if you're not moving.
It's not a sin if you're not moving. And do you think, I mean, I know Mormons are famous for being willing to believe other stuff, but do you think God... Do you honestly... I've got a Mormon friend here, I ask. Do you genuinely think God is up there going, oh, they've got me. Oh, I didn't think of that. I said if you move, but then he hasn't moved, so... Fuck! You think genuinely you fucked God on the small print? Well, God bless you. A fascinating. You're fucking great. All right.
Your best divorce joke.
My best divorce joke. Okay, Gru from Despicable Me's mum.
Why do you think he left me? I've still got it, yes.
Does being on Kill Tony make me feel better about my masculinity? Shh, well, don't say that. Tony could be here. No, I think we're okay.
Yeah. What's your take on Prince Andrew?
What's my take on Prince Andrew? I think it's, well, obviously he's stepped back from royal duties now to spend more time with the kids. I feel really sorry for Prince Andrew, because his job was being Prince Andrew. His job was doing fuck all. And they've let him go. How does he explain that to people? What do you do, mate? Well, I used to do fuck all, but they let me go, so now I do nothing. Did I go on what? Did I go on the No Kings protest? I think that would be a little bit hypocritical from a man from Britain. If there'd been a No Kings apart from Charles, I would have been fucking bang up for it.
Is there any topic you won't write a joke about?
No. But I would say the juice has to be worth the squeeze. If you're going to talk about something super fucking edgy, it best be funny. Because funny gets you forgiven for a lot. But I think intent counts for a lot as well. It's not like, sometimes I get a laugh, and then after that laugh, there'll be like a, that's fine. If you get kind of a gasp first and then a laugh, no. So you got to be careful with these things. But no, I'm pretty fucking irresponsible. On the whole.
What's your career dream for the next 20 years?
My career dream for the next 20 years? Christ, you're planning ahead. I don't know. I think you can want more without hating where you are. I'm very happy with the way things have worked out. But, you know, I'm trying to get better at this. And it's like with comedy, it's not about repetition. It's not about how many shows you do. It's about iteration, changing little things every time. And then you kind of get gradually a bit better at it. I look back at stuff I did years ago and go, oh, I could do it better now. So just trying to get better. Really, I'm trying to be a journeyman, really. I'm trying to get better on my instrument. That's all it is. What, sorry?
Who's your favourite James Bond?
you're fucking terrific. You sound like the sheriff in Live and Let Die. Fucking great. I would go Daniel Craig. I don't think it's been... The annoying thing about Daniel Craig is he's on my school run. So when I drop the kids off at school, doesn't matter how cool I think I am, fucking Bond's there. What, sorry?
Drug of choice.
DMT. And fuck around. If you're going to do drugs, see God's face. It was like looking in a mirror. Genuine blasphemy. I get a full Brazilian every month or two, but I'm not getting everything I need out of my husband, Jake. Should I cultivate a full bush until he appreciated how good he has it with me, Sarah Flanagan? I'm guessing this isn't from Sarah Flanagan. This is possibly from Jake complaining. This has already happened. Jake, Sarah, where's Sarah?
I'm here.
Hi. And how's... I think you should leave it. If you're not getting what you want from your husband, leave it like seaweed at low tide. He'll find a way. Was this from you or someone else?
It was Mike.
It was Mike, your what?
My friend Mike.
Your friend Mike?
He's in the room. He's a terrible friend.
Yeah, but he's got us all interested now. What is going on downstairs? What? You just, have you whipped it all off? Have you gone with the landing strip? What have you?
I love hikes in nature.
You love? He just said he loves hikes in nature. I mean, I appreciate that's you. Yeah. It sounds like it might look like a badger that's been hit with a shotgun. We'll leave that. All right, what else we got? You have arrived at the perfect time. Come on in. Who the fuck are these people? What the fuck is this? What time do you call this? Come on in. We've all just said a little bit about what Jesus means to us, please. How come you're so late? What happened?
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday. Happy birthday. So you were fucking her, were you? Okay. Okay. No.
Why are these seats so small?
You need to eat less and move more. Sorry if that's come as a shock, Fatty, but you're... these seats are the right size, and you're not.
Fry sauce.
Have I tried fry sauce? For chips. Fry sauce. For chip sauce. For fries. What chips? The fuck are you talking about? I've not tried. What is in this fry sauce, sir?
Ketchup and mayonnaise.
Ketchup and mayonnaise. And you think you invented that, do you? That's adorable. I guess you don't travel a lot. So all I would say is, and I'm just going on what I can see here, but you're eating too much of it. What were you saying? There was...
There's tampons in the men's bathroom downstairs.
Well, what bloody cunt's going to use them? Guy in the white hat. Guy in the white hat. If you talk, I can hear. So don't talk. Unless it's one of the bits where you're joining in. You can talk, heckle, or sit quietly and laugh, but you can't just chat. Okay. It's all right. Okay. She's got a white cap guy. White cap guy. You've had a little bit of cocaine. You genuinely need to shut the fuck up. Yeah, you did, man. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Don't mind. You're having a lovely evening, but you have to stop talking. I don't know if I can be any clearer than that. Next time, you're going to go. Is that okay? It's all right. What does my cock smell like? Your mum. I mean, you keep setting them up, I'll keep knocking them over. What else could I have said in that scenario? Your dad? Christ. Are you, guy in the white hat, are you still chatting? I think I said you could fuck off next time you were talking, right?
What have I done exactly?
Gone. Yeah? Both of them. It's all right. And the girl, yeah? It's all right. That's fine. Look, we've all... there's no need for... everyone has had a bit too much to drink at some point.
Right?
Oh, probably not, yeah. That's why you guys live, what, between 7 and 10 years longer? I fucking Googled you. I'm the third in a throuple. They've been married 14 years. I've been with them 5. Basically, the intern who started sleeping with management from your Utah throuple intern. Where's the intern in a throuple? Hi. Hello, the throuple. So what are we? Are we two girls and a boy? Two boys and a girl?
Two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl. Yeah, I can see her. That's a two-man job. Fuck. How much do you have to? Would you have to love wrestling as a kid before you're fucking a girl and you think, ah, oh, I wish I could tap a friend in now. You've been together 14 years, and what, so 9 years in, you went, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
What, sorry?
Saw a therapist.
You saw a therapist, and he said, maybe someone else should fuck her. And you went, I'm not leaving. And she went, oh, I guess. I mean, I'm impressed by you, madam. I can't even do... that thing where you pat your head and rub your tummy at the same time. I can't even do that. Never mind, you're fucking must be like spinning plates at your house. You're an inspiration. Good luck. What would you do if you traveled back in time when Hitler was a baby? What? Warn him. What? You can't... Has anyone read... Stephen Fry is a friend of mine. He wrote a brilliant book about this. You ever read... Has anyone read the book? He wrote an amazing book about how someone goes back in time and what they do is they make Hitler's father infertile. So, I mean, don't kill a baby. Go back a bit further. And they make Hitler's father infertile. And then what happens? There's no Hitler. But it's about what's contingent and what's convergent. Because what happens is a more capable man who wasn't mad took over the Nazi party after the humiliation of World War I and that peace treaty that we kind of fucked them on. And then he's much more efficient and he takes over the world. So just be real careful with time machines. I would take back a DeLorean and just fuck everything up. Hitler is judged harshly by Hitler, but he did, hear me out, he did kill Hitler. You know, they say people get more right-wing as they get older. It's a good thing Hitler died when he did. All right, enough Hitler jokes. What else we got? Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?